1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Parts of Kentucky are facing severe flooding after a powerful storm dumped up to 6 inches of rain. At least 8 people were killed, including a child. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the flooding is far from over.
While we have dealt with parts of the flash flooding, we are now going to see riverbank flooding that's going to hit a number of our communities and hit them significantly.
In New England, it's a wintry mix of snow, freezing rain, then just plain rain. WBZ's Suzanne Sawsville reports.
Patrick uses a large front-end loader with a plow attached to put yet more snow onto a 25-foot-high pile.
I love it. I've been doing it my whole life.
As he pushes the snow, lots of water and ice flow down around his truck, his large tires spinning.
Not only do we have to deal with this, but we have to deal with the ice after the fact. So there's a lot of salting and trying to keep the parking lot safe. Whereas in a regular snow event, it's just plow it, salt it, and you're done.
Suzanne Sawsville for CBS News, Boston.
President Trump was asked if Russia's president wants the war against Ukraine to continue.
No, I think he wants to stop. That was my question to him.
Well, we've dealt with parts.
Because if he's going to go on, that would have been a big problem for us. And that would have caused me a big problem, because you just can't let that happen.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says you can't end the war unless Ukraine is part of the negotiation.
There is no any leader in the world who can really make a deal with Putin without us, about us.
Zelensky spoke on NBC's Meet the Press as European allies of Ukraine hold a summit tomorrow in Paris after they were shut out of the negotiations. February 24th will mark 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. U.S. forces have conducted a precision airstrike in northwest Syria, targeting and killing a senior finance and logistics official, part of an al-Qaeda affiliate. Meanwhile, more federal workers are expected to get layoff notices this week. Thousands of federal employees across 20 agencies are being cut as part of the effort to trim federal spending. The president's Department of Government Efficiency is also taking steps to shutter some federal agencies. Congress has less than a month until government funding runs out. If an agreement is not reached before March 14th, a government shutdown will follow. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar was asked if she and her fellow Democrats will pressure Republicans to stop that from happening.
What we are doing is trying to work with them to get a budget together.
Okay.
And we are not going to shut this government down. They are the ones that have been shutting the government down by freezing funds.
Klobuchar was on CNN, and this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until the stroke of midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. We got a big show for you tonight. Let's dive right in with a double dip of Dogtown Hollow. I love this band. Turn it up. It's Fly Away. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Mississippi, fly away.
said it's only sink or swim till we decide to fly away. On the fly
Hollow, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Fly away. Before that, you can see Dogtown Hollow coming up on February 28th in Brooklyn, Wisconsin at the Main Street Music and more there. Or as what is it called now? The Main Street Music Event Center or something like that. It's right in Brooklyn, and the place rocks. It's going to be an evening Americana with Mason Meyer Band, Dogtown Hollow, and a band I'm not familiar with, the Also Rans. That's Friday, February 28th. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin, celebrating our local music scene coming out of the Badger State. I'm Jimmy Kay. Happy to have you along today. Did you happen to come out to the Happy Hour of Love yesterday? It was a really good show. The snow kind of put a damper on things. As soon as the show started at 5 o'clock or so, that's when it really started coming down here in Madison. But nevertheless, it was a great show at the Gamma Ray last night. Mothballs was a pleasure to meet and see. They're actually kind of a super group. Andrew from VO5 was on drums. Stephanie from Lady Scissors was on keyboards. Of course, Bucky Pope on lead guitar and vocals. I forget the bass player's name. I'm hoping to get more music and maybe get them live here in the studio sometime. Have them play a couple songs from Mothballs. Of course, The Flavor That Kills. They brought the party and they rocked it. The Flavor That Kills, so awesome. Thanks to the Gamma Ray for hosting the event. Kevin Wilmont and everybody at the Gamma Ray, the Happy Hour Love was definitely a lovely evening. We got a lovely evening for you tonight. Yoni is going to be in the studio this hour. He has some new music dropping where he's going to play a song live, I believe. That's coming up just after 6:30. Rocker is going to join us in studio tonight, I believe in the 7 o'clock hour. And then in the 8 o'clock hour is going to be Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu. They stopped by earlier this week. We recorded an interview. They played a couple of live songs. And we had a brand new track we're going to drop from Kaylin Cole in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, this hour, we got music from the Civil Engineers. We'll do the new one from Them Cooley Boys. How about some Sharika King right now? This song is from her Heart to Heart album that came out not too long ago. But Sharika just dropped a video for this, I believe. This song is called Burning Bridges. Sharika King, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Games that you play don't mean anything. Forgiveness is key. Forgive and forget. I'll walk away instead. I'll forgive and forget you. I'll forgive and forget you. I'm gonna burn those bridges down. Burn those bridges down. Nothing to confuse, you're not of me. Oh, your words are mindless. They roll off your tongue like ashes in the sun. My ideas are debris from this burning that you see. I'll forgive and forget you. Oh, I'll forgive and forget you. I'm gonna burn those bridges down. God Almighty, now I'm living independent and free. 'Cause I'm worth more than what you write in words, what you think you do deserve from me. My whole life belongs to God Almighty, now I'm living independent and free.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Right now, I bet you're thinking you can write me.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, the civil engineers, and stay down. Hey, if you want to text the show, say hello. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us what's going on in your Saturday night. 844-967-2789, or get the Civic Media app. Take us anywhere and text us directly from there. How about some Jason Vargas and the Apollos now? It's Running. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Chains are gone, baby, now I'm free. Something bigger than you and me.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Jason Vargas and the Apollos there. And Running. I love that band. I checked out their socials. Really not much happening with them. No shows, no announcements of new music. Hopefully they're still making music. Hopefully they'll come alive somewhere, sometime later in this year. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Yoni, he's in studio. We're going to have a chat with him. He's going to play a song live for us. And I believe we have a debut song that we're going to drop from Yoni that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Plus, later tonight, I have a huge show announcement for you. A live show announcement that you're going to want to circle the date on your calendar for. Details on that coming up in just a little bit. Max Inc. is sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing here in Madison, located on the east side. They make high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus a sampling of local snacks and live music. Get the full lineup and all the details at carbon4.com. And by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's. It's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say it and live inside imposter syndrome.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Yoni and the song Endless Summer. Hey, don't forget, you want to go grab the app, the Civic Media app. Take us anywhere that you go. You can do that right now at civicmedia.us. In the studio with me right now is the artist Yoni. Yoni, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc.
Yeah, it's good to be here. This is really cool. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. It's great to watch. You know, I was telling you off air, and I feel like an idiot. In the promo, I called you Yanni. I was on with John and Gordy yesterday, too. Does that happen often?
Yes, that happens often.
Are they normally idiots like me?
They're not idiots, and Jimmy K, you are far from that. This is a true story. So I've been playing music forever, and so my name is Yoni, Y-O-N-I. Yoni, Y-O-N-I-E is a stage name that so I can be myself, but a little bit different on stage.
Yeah.
And when I was 5 years old, I had a piano teacher, and I had her for 5 years, and every single day, she said, "Hi, Yanni, how you doing?" So it's very... Also, there's the that one like Eastern European dude with super long hair, Yanni, the artist... It's okay. Yeah. It happens all the time. Happens to the best of us, really.
So Yoni, it's a unique name. I like it. What kind of name is it?
It's a Jewish name. So okay. there's a biblical character named Yonatan, and I go by Yoni for short. My legal name is Jonathan, but I go by Yoni.
I like it. Well, thanks again for coming in today. We just heard your song, Endless Summer.
Yeah, it's cool to hear it on the radio.
Great song. It's wonderful to hear it on the radio. Tell me about that song. Tell us the meaning behind that song.
Yeah, that song I wrote about, I was dealing with someone who was struggling with addiction. Mm-hmm. And I, like most musicians, try and channel my experiences into something in music. And I really wanted, my goal for this song was to take a pretty bummer of a topic and give it some, and use it to charge some music that could make you move and make you feel something to try and get myself out of that funk. So,
you know, dealing with addiction, either if you're the person going through the addiction or if you're a friend or a loved one of somebody going through the addiction, I mean, it's a struggle all the way around.
Yeah, it is.
And all the love and support is needed to get through that for sure.
Amen, brother.
Where are you originally from?
I am from Skokie, Illinois, which is right outside of Chicago.
Yeah.
And I lived there most of my life. Went off to college, came back, and then I made my way up here.
Is Skokie one of those communities in Illinois where you can say, "Hey, I'm from Skokie," as opposed if you're from Arlington Heights, you say you're from Chicago?
So that's a very hotly debated topic, and it's Skokie, S-K-O-I-K-I-E. I would argue that I can say I'm from Chicago, but people who are from Chicago proper strongly disagree.
Northwestern University is not far from there, right?
Yeah. That's like 3 miles away.
3 miles away.
Yeah, it's real close. Right. Very nice. Right in our backyard.
So you grew up there. How did you jump into music? When did you start making music? When did you realize that, hey, I got a talent and I want to do something with it?
First of all, I caught that. Thank you very much. I really appreciate those kind words. I started on piano when I was 5 years old. I come from a musical family.
Sure.
And I knew that I wanted to pursue music as just my life's passion and my life's work when I was in high school. And I decided that I wanted to be a high school band director. So I went to college and I actually studied percussion performance.
Oh.
And I started studying like education because I wanted to be a band teacher. And then I very quickly realized that I am not the person made to lead a high school band. And I slowly but surely just started being really honest with myself and realized that, I just want to make music for a living. And I want to make indie rock and I want to make indie pop. And I don't really want to make classical music. And I have all the respect in the world for it, but that wasn't my journey.
You had mentioned that you come from a musical family.
Yeah.
What kind of influence and what kind of inspiration did you draw from your parents?
My parents always made sure that there was music playing in the house. So I vividly remember when I was like 6 years old and I heard scenes from an Italian restaurant. It's one of the first songs that I can remember. Billy Joel was always playing. Yeah. Elton John was always playing. We were always exposed to new kinds of music.
Who were, when you were growing up, as you started discovering your talent again, what were you listening to? What music?
I was in the basement drumming along to American Idiot.
Okay.
Every single day. I just that album over and over and over again. Yeah, a crazy amount of Green Day, My Chemical Romance, a lot of Kings of Leon.
Okay.
A lot of Kings of Leon.
Interesting. And then at some point you left Illinois and you came up here to Wisconsin.
I did.
Well, what's that story about?
So about, what is it now? It's almost 2 years ago. I was introduced to this poem of a woman who actually just walked in. We started dating long distance, and about 5-6 months ago now, both of our leases were up and we decided that we didn't want to have to drive 2.5 hours to see each other. And it made sense for me to move up to Madison. I love this town. And, I really wanted to start a life with her. And I drove up and then we actually got engaged about 2 weeks after I.
Wow. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What is your fiance's? What?
That's Leora.
Leora. And she just walked in the studio here.
Yeah.
So two households go to the one household.
Yeah.
Who kept the stuff? Did you have to get rid of some stuff?
I got rid of a bunch of stuff. Our entire living room is just her stuff.
Perfect.
It's better stuff.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
That's usually what happens. You go with the upgrade.
It's better. Yeah, it's better stuff.
Yoni is live in the studio with us here on Max Inc. and Civic Media. You can feel free to throw us a text if you like, 844-967-2789. You can call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. You brought your guitar with us, but
I did.
You've talked about drumming tonight and being a percussionist. Do you still play drums regularly, or
Not as much as I would like? I have a practice pad that I'm always tapping on, and I'm always playing. As soon as I can, I'm buying a place big enough that I can put up a drum set.
Okay. When did you pick up the guitar?
I picked up the guitar in high school, freshman year.
Okay.
Yeah, freshman year.
And then, I mean, how did that come about? Why did you grab the guitar in freshman year?
I grabbed the guitar because my dad would always, whenever we really wouldn't go to sleep, my dad would always sing something to us. Mm. It was 9 times out of 10. It was usually, Sweet Baby James by James Taylor.
Nice.
That's like our family song. He would always sing us that. And I wanted to learn how to play that song specifically. So I picked up the guitar and then I went. And then I learned how to play Sweet Baby James. And then after that, I just was like, oh man, if I can go. And then I just started picking up song after song after song. And yeah, I just wanted to be able to, play to my voice.
So everything you know on the guitar is self-taught.
Yeah, I have never taken a lesson in guitar.
Amazing. That just blows me away. That's great. Well, let's check out your skills here.
Okay.
And your talent here. You brought your guitar in. We're going to play a song live. And this song is pretty special to you. Tell us about the song Him and Her.
Yeah. So Him and Her is a song that I wrote for my now fiance. And it was pretty much, being long distance, what that's like, and it's kind of the story about how we got together. And yeah, it's the story from our beginning, from the beginning of our relationship until when I moved up to Madison.
And this is from the EP En Route to Madison, correct?
Yeah, that's from my EP that went live on the first of this year.
And we'll talk about that EP in just a couple of minutes. Yoni is live in studio. He's going to play a song for us. It's called Him and Her. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
She was from an angry little town, miles and miles with no one around. A couple of houses, a couple thousand trains, nothing to keep her and no way to leave. He was from a fancy big city, living just a stone's throw from Wrigley. He couldn't feel what they his little life had just begun. Hit the road, make it home, just come back to my arms. I can't do this alone. What's another 100 miles? If it takes me to you, well, let's burn off these tires. Honey, come over. Get a little bit closer. It's been a day and I miss you. I've just been dying to kiss you. Plant some seeds and we'll watch this grow. In all the stormy weather, it's you and me forever. He traveled down from his fancy big city to see the girl who was far too pretty. He was shaking, couldn't sit still. Oh, why was there so much time to kill? Hit the road, make it home, just come back to my arms. I can't do this alone. What's another 100 miles? If it takes me to you, well, it's burning out these tires. Honey, come over, get a little bit closer. It's been a day and I miss you. I've just been dying to kiss you. We've got a while to go. We'll plant some seeds and we'll watch this grow. In all the stormy weather, it's you and me forever.
Awesome. That's awesome, man. Thank you very much. You. Yoni, live here on Max Inc. Radio, 844-967-2789. Did Leora cry the first time she heard the song that you played it for her?
Yeah, she did. That's honestly, that's a little bit of a litmus test for me.
Sure.
Yeah, if it moves her to tears, then I know that I have something.
That's classy, man. I like that. I love a good love song like that, especially when it's impactful, for sure.
Thank you, man.
Now, that's from the album En Route to Madison. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this album. Where'd you record it and the story behind it?
Yeah, so this entire EP was completely done in my apartment when I was living in Chicago.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, it was done myself with the exception of the guitars.
Okay.
So the guitars were done. The tracking was done. Everything was written by me, but the tracking specifically was done by a good friend of mine named Jeremy Peters. He's a guitarist based in Milwaukee. Really, really incredible musician. But yeah, everything was done by me. Everything was written by me. The lyrics were written by me. It was mixed by me. Yeah.
Awesome. What are you working on coming up for 2025? No shows in the books right now. You're working on that.
Yeah, I'm working on
that. What else? Are you going to release some more music this year?
Yeah, I'm releasing a ton of music. The goal is a new single every 6 weeks. So I released an EP on the 1st of January. I actually have a song that it's coming out on Monday. It's called Songbird. So music every single, every 6 weeks. The goal is to do 3 ticketed shows over the next 4 months.
Yeah.
And, that's what I got coming up.
Well, I know you're new to Madison and hopefully you'll find this out very soon. The community here is very supportive of local singer songwriters and musicians in general. I think you're going to fit right into our community here. So
that's
awesome. If people want to connect with you online, find your music online, how do we do that?
Yeah, so if you want to find my music, anywhere that you listen to music, my name is Yoni, Y-O-N-I-E, all capitalized. And if you want to find me, and if you want to follow me on my socials, Yoni Music Official is my Instagram. And yeah, that's where you can find me.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you bringing your guitar out, singing a song for us.
Yeah, thank you for having
me. It's wonderful to meet you. We're going to actually... You had mentioned this just a couple seconds ago, but your song Songbird is due out on Monday.
Yeah, it's coming on Monday.
But by the miracles of modern technology, it's in my playlist right now. And we're going to play it for you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Tell us about this song.
So you just heard me sing a love song. This song is pretty gritty and emotional. It's a song about, I wrote it for someone who, I unfortunately lost. And when I started writing the song, I was convinced that I wasn't going to lose them. And when I finished writing the song, I had already lost them. Yeah, it's a song that comes with it's about all the emotions that come with losing someone. Guilt, anger, sadness, and some form of acceptance where, oh, I know I'm going to see this person again. That songbird.
So it's not necessarily about the person. It's about your feelings and reconciliation about losing a friend.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly awesome. Yoni, it's great to meet you. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Stay in touch, please. Let's hear that brand new song. It's a Max Inc. debut. It's Songbird, Yoni, on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Winter falls, the springtime calls, but I'm not done at the fire just yet. A lover calls, the rain is falling, the warmth is fading. Again.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's a debut right there at Max Inc. Radio. Songbird from Yoni. Thanks to Yoni for coming in tonight. Really great to meet him. And I love the music. And you're going to hear more Yoni music here on Max Inc. And make sure you connect with Yoni on the socials as well. Hey, we got a double dip of Magic 7 to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. You see what I did there? Magic 7 at 7? That's some good planning right there. I'm going to break my arm, patting myself on the back for that one. Rocker's in studio. He's going to join us next hour, too. And so is Allison. Looking forward to that. And I believe Terry Barr is going to join us on the phone as well in the 7 o'clock hour. And plus, I have a huge show announcement. We're going to drop that on you very, very soon here on Max Inc. Radio. Saturday, May 3rd, them Cooley Boys, they're going to be in Stoughton performing at the Stoughton Opera House. Here is their latest song, I Am Not Sad. It's them Cooley Boys. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
I am not sad anymore, at least not today.
See, the chemicals have all aligned and the sun is out to stay. Gonna hold my hands, I smile. Gonna kiss you on your face. I am not sad anymore, at least not today. I am not sad anymore, at least not tonight. See, I found all of my fears in the ties I try to fight. So when one hand forms a fist, hope the other shines the light. I am not sad anymore, at least not today. Sadness, the anger and the pain. But there's a debt between us I can't pay. I can't pay. Sad anymore, at least not today. See, my friends are all around me and the band's gonna play. Gonna dance with one hand waving free in another.
Rock, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Flash flooding has turned deadly in Kentucky.
Even with the incredible response that we've seen, we can confirm that we've lost at least 8 Kentuckians due to this weather event.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says one of those killed was a child. In Atlanta, one person was killed after powerful winds toppled a tree that fell on a house. Captain Scott Powell is with the Atlanta Fire and Rescue Department.
It was an extremely large tree that came down, and it caught the corner of the structure. And because of the large weight and size of the tree, it made it an extended operation.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says to the north, it's a mixture of messy weather.
Sandwich of snow, ice, and then snow again. Really just dangerous conditions in northern New England. South of there, let's say from Interstate 90 on south, it's all rain. And then as you get a little bit further south of there, then we're talking about wind. We have a high wind warning for Philadelphia, for D.C., for Baltimore.